and it has not been a good week for the country's 911 systems. FCC Chair Ajit Pai says the agency is investigating why some AT&T wireless customers across the country were unable to call 911 on their cell phones on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, in Dallas on Monday, hundreds of people calling 911 were put on hold, some for as long as 30 minutes. One former FCC official tells the Wall Street Journal that there is an emerging crisis with the country's 911 systems. Ryan Knutson covers the telecom industry for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us via Skype. Hi, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this AT&T problem that impacted people in and around Washington, D.C., some in Florida, Texas, and Tennessee were also impacted. Is this kind of widespread outage common?
It's unfortunately becoming more common. This is something that in the past never really used to happen because the way the phone networks are designed, when it was all copper and everybody had a landline, everything was really localized. So if there was an outage in one part of the country, it was usually pretty small. It only affected one or two 911 answering centers. But now as the phone networks are becoming more digitized and they're connected all the way across the country, you can have these glitches like this where the 911 system can go down for hours and affect millions of people across the country. Now, we don't know what happened in this case. We don't know if it was a glitch or some other problem. But in 2014, there was an actual glitch at a server in Inglewood, Colorado, that caused a massive outage that affected, I think, about seven states for about 6 hours. In 2014, I think it was, there was an outage on T-Mobile that affected almost all their customers. So this is definitely something that is becoming more common where there are these big widespread outages that are affecting large swaths of the nation.
Well, and of course, a lot of people are going to wonder, especially given everything else that's going on right now, whether this was a cyber attack. You did some reporting recently on something that happened in October to the 911 system, thought to be the largest cyber attack against the country's emergency response system ever. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so what happened was is there was a link that went viral on Twitter. And if you clicked on the link, then it caused your smartphone to start dialing 911 repeatedly, specifically iPhones, actually. It didn't affect Android smartphones. But teenagers that clicked on this link for whatever reason, they thought it was funny because it was so scary that, oh my gosh, my phone is calling 911 over and over again. 117,000 people clicked on this link, and that each one of those potentially spawned a few 911 calls. But dispatchers were overwhelmed with 911 calls that were flooding in. The peak of it was for a couple of hours on a Tuesday evening in October, and it was overwhelming 911 centers all across the country. And it seems like it was not an intentional cyber attack by a nation state actor. It was basically just teenagers that were causing this to happen. Mm. But it was something that people have been afraid of for a long time, and it finally happened.
So what are people saying needs to be done to the 911 system now that we are in an age of smartphones, which is obviously, as you mentioned, different than when it all used to be old copper wires? What needs to be done to get it up to snuff?
Well, there's a process right now to transition the 911 networks to what they call next generation 911, and that would hopefully allow people to have precise location data sent with their 911 call. Right now, it's pretty difficult to locate where the call is coming from when you're calling from a cell phone. You can't send text messages to most 911 centers. You can't send photos or videos. So there's this effort to modernize the 911 system, which is a very expensive and complicated process. And as part of that process, there is a lot of thinking being done about how to make the 911 centers more cyber secure. Part of what is envisioned is creating these sort of umbrella networks that would plug into regional 911 centers that wouldn't be every single one of the 6,500 roughly 911 centers would have to do their own cybersecurity program, but they could become part of sort of these regional umbrellas that would oversee them from that point of view.
I have one more question for you, and hopefully anybody listening to this will never have to use this information, but just in case, if you try to call 911 and it doesn't work, what should you do?
Well, one thing that it might be a good sort of security hygiene for people is to find out what the number is for the fire department and the police department and other emergency services locally in your area, like the 10-digit phone number to those places, and save that in your phone and write, the name of it backup 911 or something like that, so you can search in your contacts 911 so that if this ever happens where you dial 911 and you get a busy signal, at least you have another number saved and ready to go that you can look up.
That's Ryan Knutson, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.